is the Amos and Andy Christmas Show, brought to you by Rinso, the only soap that contains sodium. On this Christmas Eve, Reaver Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso with sodium, again brings you the Amos and Andy Christmas Show. And now, here they are with their Christmas cast and Jeff Alexander and his orchestra and chorus, radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy.
It's the day before Christmas. Morning crowds are milling about Lenox Avenue in Harlem, doing their last-minute shopping. Andy is out with Amos's little girl, Arbadella, on their annual Christmas tour of the department store windows. Right now, they're looking at a little doll in one of the windows.
Yeah, that sure is a pretty doll, Arbadella.
Yes, that's the one I wrote and asked Santa Claus to bring me. But Daddy said I wrote the letter too late. You see, I only wrote it 2 days ago.
Yeah, well, maybe your papa ain't got the money. I mean, that ain't giving Santa Claus much time. You gotta write him before that.
Isn't she pretty, though, Uncle Andy? Daddy said Santa Claus would bring her to me next Christmas.
Oh, sure. You see, that'll give him more time.
We're having a good time today, ain't we, Uncle Andy?
Yeah.
I like being out with you.
Yeah, and I like being out with you, too, Arbadella. But I guess we gotta be getting on home now.
Do you think Mommy and Daddy will be home yet?
Oh, sure. They say they'd be home at noon.
Uncle Andy, let me just look at the doll once more.
Oh, sure, honey.
She's beautiful. She's a talking doll, too.
Yeah, talking doll. They is the best ones, all right.
That sure is a pretty dress she's got on. But when Santa Claus brings her to me next year, I'm going to make her a lot more pretty dresses. Pink ones. I can hardly wait till next Christmas. It's only a year.
Miss Andy, you sure got a lot of Christmas presents here to wrap up.
Yeah, Lightning, I want to get them all wrapped up now, so I ain't got to do it this afternoon or tonight.
What have you got in this box here, Miss Andy?
Well, go ahead, look at it. Just some handkerchiefs that I'm going to give that gal friend of mine, Evelyn Bennett.
Evelyn Bennett?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Miss Andy. These has the letter C broidered in the corner.
Yeah, well, last year I was going to give them to that gal Carmen that I was going with, but we busted up.
With the letter C on there, I don't see how you can give them to Evelyn Bennett.
Well, I thought of that, too. So over the last 3 days, I've been calling her Cookie.
Look out, Miss Andy. Here comes the Kingfish, Miss Van Porter.
Yeah, come in, fellas. Come in.
Well, hello there, Andy. Lightning, Merry Christmas, fellas.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Well, see you wrapping all your Christmas presents, Andy. Anytime you want me to turn my back and not look, just say the word.
Yeah, well, I ain't bought you a present, Kingfish.
Oh, you ain't got around to it yet, huh? Well, don't worry about it, Brother Andy. You still got time. You know, me and my wife was talking about the same thing just this morning. She said to me, she say, George, do you think any of your friends is going to give you that bathrobe you got in the corner window at the Globe department store? And I say, honey, you mean the blue one with the red sash around? She say, yeah, you know, it's marked $3.95. And I say, that's the one size 40. Yeah. Funny thing how me and my wife talk back and forth, ain't it?
Yes, and you could use a new bathrobe, Kingfish. That one you greeted me in yesterday certainly was a mess.
Yeah, it was.
You shook hands with me right through the pocket.
Yeah, by the way, Andy, I just thought of something. Tell me this. How big is that door at your boarding house?
Why?
Well, I'm coming up to see you tomorrow morning with a pretty big package. Well, if I can't get it in there, though, we can always take the door off the hinges and get the thing in there for you.
Yeah. You know, this is kind of embarrassing because I is broke and I can't afford to buy nothing for you.
Nothing at all?
That's right. Say, what time you expect to be up with that big package?
Well, on second thought, I might not be as early as I expected to be.
Well, I'll be there all morning.
Well, don't wait for me, Andy. You see, I got a lot of packages to deliver. I might not get around to you till February or March.
Yeah, I know it'd be something like that.
Miss Andy, I've been trying to wrap one of these packages here. This is a hard one.
My, what in the world is that?
Oh, that's a little toy automobile. I got that for Amos Jr. You wind it up, it scoots around the floor, backs up and everything. Hey, wait a minute, I'll show you.
Well, see that. Well, look at that thing go, will you?
Say, that is the cutest thing I done ever seen.
Yeah. You see the way the thing went around the corner there and everything?
Well, look at here, will you? It's even got a license number.
Yeah, let me have it, Henry. I want to shoot it around the floor again myself.
Well, I can wind it myself, Kingfish.
Well, wait a minute. Let me do it, Henry. I asked you for it.
Yes, but I picked it up first.
Well, now, wait a minute here.
Now, don't break it, fellas.
Yeah,
don't break it.
Wait a minute, can't I work the thing?
Kingfish, I'm going to work it. Let's not be childish about this.
All right. But I'm next on the thing.
Now, wait a minute. Hold it, fellas. Hold it. I'm going to put it back in the box now before it gets broke. And I got things to do around here, too. You children better run along home now.
Yeah, by the way, you coming over to the gathering at the lodge hall this afternoon, ain't you, Andy?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Looking forward to that thing.
Oh, yeah. You know, all the boys is getting together over there. The Christmas spirit. Going to have refreshments. Slap everybody on the back. All that stuff. Have a little present for each member, too.
Yes, the whole gang's going to be there. See you then, Andy.
Well, come on, Henry. Let's go. So long, Andy.
Yes, good day, Andy, my friend. And may the Yuletide season bring you much Noel. And besides that, a very Merry Christmas.
Miss Andy, I was wrapping this package of colored crayons that you bought for Arbidella.
Yeah, wrap that up. This ain't much of a gift to give a kid, is it?
Well, it ain't bad, Miss Andy.
She might not even like crayons, I don't know.
Yeah, but she might and she might not. After all, you don't know what she likes.
The funny part of it is, Lighton, I do know what she likes.
Well, even if you do know, it don't make no difference because you was broke. You ain't got no money to buy nothing more.
Yeah, that's what's troubling me. I is broke. I ain't got a cent. I say, Lightning, what time is it?
Nearly 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Say, wait a minute. I got an idea. I think I'm going to walk down to that department store on the corner. I'll see you later.
Did you want to see me?
I guess so. Is you the gentleman to do the hiring here for the department store?
That's right. My name is Simmons.
Yeah, well, I was wondering if you need any extra sales help here for the last-minute rush this afternoon. I would work hard.
Well, we did need extra help up until this morning, but I think we can get through the rest of the day with the salespeople we have.
Oh. Well, thanks just the same, Mr.
Thank. Oh, wait just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you can do it.
What's that?
Well, one of our Santa Claus's helpers was called home. His wife was taken ill suddenly, and we could use somebody to take his place. You think you could do it?
Be Santa Claus's helper?
That's right.
Well, I ain't never done it before, but... Sure, I can do it.
Fine. Now, if you'll come down to the fourth floor, I'll give you your Santa Claus suit and whiskers and tell you just what you're supposed to do.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Brown, the Santa Claus suit seems to fit you very well.
Yes, sir, that's all right.
Here's your seat right here.
Yeah.
You just have the children to come up one at a time, and if you run into any difficulties of any kind, just call the floor walker.
Yes, sir, if I have any trouble, I'll call the floor walker.
Well, good luck, Santa.
Yeah. Well, I'll get started. All right, Sonny, you was first. Come right up here and sit on Santa Claus's lap. That's the boy. Now, tell Santa Claus, what you want for Christmas?
I want a jet-propelled plane and a tank.
A jet-propelled plane and a tank. What's your name, Sonny?
Oliver Smith.
Yeah, well, Oliver Smith, huh? Is you done been a good boy all year?
Yes.
I could have seen that, but I even asked you. Yeah, you is a nice little fella. I bet you drinks up all of your milk at every meal, don't you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You drink part of it, though, don't you?
No, I don't drink none of it.
None of it, huh?
No, and I ain't never gonna drink none of it, neither.
Old floor walker. Can you come over here, floor walker?
If Santa Claus brings me the jet plane and the tank, I'll drink my milk.
Never mind, floor walker. That's a good little boy, Oliver. You just hang up your stocking and everything's going to be all right.
Okay. Thank you, Santa Claus.
You're welcome.
Am I next?
Yeah, you was next. My, my, what a nice little girl. Sit right here on my knee. Now, tell me, what is your name?
Henrietta Lewis.
Well, that's a pretty name, too. And that's a pretty little dress you got on there, too.
My mother made for me. See the ribbon?
Yeah, yeah, that's good, all right. Henrietta, you was one of the sweetest little girls I done ever see. Now, tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
A football.
Football.
Yes, and some boxing gloves and a drum.
Boxing gloves and a drum? Well, wait a minute, Jerry. What does a little girl like you want with them things?
Oh, I don't want them for myself.
Oh. Well, who does you want them for?
My little brother.
Your brother?
You see, he's sick in bed and he couldn't come down here.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I just wanted to make sure he gets a present.
Well, now, that sure is sweet of you, Henrietta. And I can tell you right now that Santa Claus is going to take care of him.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, honey. All right, who's next?
Oh, hello, Santa Claus. Hello, that Santa Claus.
Well, Gabby Gibson, what are you doing here in the toy department?
Just came up to get my new girl a present.
In the toy department?
Yeah, she got the mentality of an 8-year-old child.
Listen, Gabby.
But seriously, Andy, I'm just out Christmas shopping.
Yeah, well, look. On that table over there, they got some dolls that when you squeeze them, they say, Mama.
That ain't nothing. I go around with one, when I squeeze her, she says, lovely, lovely.
Well, who is the next one now?
Hey, quit shoving you. I'm next.
Hey, no fighting there, boys. Now, no fighting.
I tried to push it ahead of me. I'm next. Ain't I, Santa Claus?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, Sonny, sure. What's your name?
Percy Carter.
Percy, huh? Hmm. And what do you want for Christmas?
A machine gun. Do I get it?
Well, I'll see what I can do about it and all that stuff.
I want a wallet, too. With a picture of Humphrey Bogart in it.
Yeah, well, I'll work on that, too. Who's next?
Oh, wait a minute. I ain't through yet, Santa Claus. I want to ask you something.
Yeah, well, what is it, Percy?
Last year, I asked you for a pair of skates, and I didn't get them. What goes?
Well, you got a lot of other stuff, though, didn't you?
Yeah. A necktie, some socks, and a couple of handkerchiefs. Who wants that stuff?
Yeah, well, better luck this year. All right, who's next?
Wait a minute, I got more stuff there.
Yeah.
Tell me something, bud. In that workshop up north where Santa Claus makes all his toys.
Yeah, what about it?
What kind of country is that?
Oh, country? Well, it's just nothing but ice and snow and all stuff like that.
No trees and nothing.
No, just ice and snow.
Then where does Santa Claus get the apples and oranges and bananas he puts in the stockings every Christmas?
Well, if, Oh, Floor Walker. Say, Floor Walker.
Oh, forget it.
All right, all right. Who's next?
Thanks, I am Santa Claus.
Oh, step right up, Sonny.
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Jimmy Watson.
And what
is it? A baseball glove, a punching bag, a basketball, a watercolor set, a ring toss, a fountain pen, a Mickey Mouse wristwatch, a cowboy suit, a telegraph set, a bicycle bell, a flashlight, and a baby sister.
You want a baby sister?
Yes. How can I get one?
Oh, Paul Walker.
Look a little worn out, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, I is a little tired, all right. I ain't never talked to so many kids in all my life. Gee, they is cute, though.
You did very, very well. All the children seemed very happy, and the parents were just standing there beaming.
Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you.
We certainly appreciated having you here this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it, too. And, of course, like I told you when I made the deal with you, I've done it for a special reason.
Yes. And here it is, Mr. Brown. I had the stock boy take it out of the window. The talking doll.
it's Christmas Eve. Andy has just arrived at Amos's with an armful of packages.
Well, come in, son. You look like Santa Claus with all that stuff.
Yeah, how is you, boy? Boy, that tree looks good. Let me lay these packages down here on the
floor. Yeah, put them down there. You're making the rounds, huh?
Yeah, making the rounds, spreading good cheer. Boy, that is a pretty tree. You got a lot of lights on there, too.
Yeah, well, we just decorated that tonight. Reuben and Mama is going out to take a few things to some poor people that they heard about in town.
Yeah.
They'll be gone about an hour.
Yeah, well, that's good, yeah.
Say, Andy, why wasn't you over with the fellas at the lodge this afternoon? Everybody was looking for you. It was a swell party.
Yeah, well, I must have clean forgot about that. Well, Amos, I'll leave these packages here.
Wait a minute, not all of them.
Yeah, here's one for Ruby. Here's one for her mama.
Oh, Andy.
Here's one for you. And there's a little toy auto for Amos Jr.
Oh, gee, Andy.
And here's a package for Arbidella. And look here. Be sure and tell her that this one is from Santa Claus.
Gee, that's a nice-looking package there for her, all right.
Oh, just a little something I picked up.
But you certainly is Santa Claus this year, boy.
Well, that's nothing. I see a lot of stuff over at my place from your house.
Well, like I told you, Andy, it ain't much, but we want you to know that we love you and we're thinking about you.
Oh, listen, Amos. I feel better this Christmas than I ever felt. By the way, when are you going to open up your packages?
All the kids get up early, and we all get up and start early Christmas morning. And now, don't forget, you promised that you're going to be here for Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That sure is nice of you, too, because the other two dinners I was figuring on going to didn't work out so good.
Yeah. Well, we want you here, Andy, so count on it now.
Yeah, well, that's swell. Well, I got to get going, son. Got to drop in on 2-3 people, say hello to them.
Well, okay. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks a lot for the present. It sure was nice of you.
Oh, nothing at all. Say Merry Christmas to Ruby and her mama for me, and the kids.
Yeah, going back with Arbidella now.
Okay, so long, Amos.
So long, Andy. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him, Lord. Well, honey, I see you's right in bed there.
Uh-huh. Daddy, can I turn on the little radio for a minute before I go to sleep?
Well, just for a minute or two, darling. I'll snap it on for you. There he is. Now, we let it warm up a few seconds. We don't want to wake up baby.
Oh, music never wakes him up, Daddy.
Well, let me straighten your covers out a little bit. Did you say your prayers, honey?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
The Christmas choir continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now, get under the covers, honey.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. They're going to sing the Lord's Prayer.
I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
It means an awful lot, and with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before.
But what does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer... Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, will you, Daddy?
Now, you lay down and you listen.
All right.
Now, the first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven, that means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can dwell. And then it says, Hallowed be thy name. That means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. That means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness and fill our hearts with love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then earth will be like heaven.
That would be wonderful, Daddy.
Give us this day our daily bread. That means to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, love, and courage, which will make us strong for our daily task.
I see.
And after that, the next line says, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You remember the golden rule, honey?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, that means that we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want others to do unto us.
Oh.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and see and think right
so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything that's bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That means, darling, that all the world and everything that's in it belongs to God's kingdom. Everything. Your mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your grandma, you and everybody. And as we know that and act as if we know it, that, my dear girl, is the real spirit of Christmas.
That's good, Daddy.
Well, now I guess I ought to cut off the radio so you can go to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Daddy, will you leave the radio on while I go to sleep?
All right, I'll leave it on and you can listen to the Christmas music.
Again, our Amos and Andy.
Friends, on behalf of our sponsors, Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, and everybody here, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
You know, folks, there's a wonderful thing about this Christmas spirit. It seems to bring people closer together. And it's around this time of the year that we feel particularly close to you folks out there that's been listening to us.
And so, folks, from a couple of very grateful fellas, we sincerely wish you a very Merry Christmas. Good night.
Good night, folks.
rely on Spry.
Yes, rely on the Spry way for all your holiday baking and frying, and watch your family beam. Pure all-vegetable Spry shortening just naturally means tender, flaky pastry, lighter, richer flavored cakes, crispy, digestible fried foods. And now, a Merry Christmas to you all from the makers of Spry, S-P-R-Y. When you're cooking that good turkey or chicken tomorrow, don't forget to save every drop of waste fat. You know, there's a worldwide shortage of the fats and oils needed to make soap, woolens, tires, and hundreds of other things we all want. So please salvage all the waste kitchen fat possible. Keep it in a tin can, and when the can is full, rush it to your meat dealer. He'll pay you substantially more for it now. Remember, your waste kitchen fat is urgently needed. Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. This is Carlton Cadell saying good night and a Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us.
The Amos and Andy Program is rebroadcast to our armed forces all over the world through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.